This is a download from Unofficial Mills.
All right, Treacle. I'm Scott, and this is Radio 1's Christmas Party! Edith, don't go anywhere, Edith. I need you for my game in a minute, all right? All right.
Take it away, boys!
It's the Radio 1 Christmas Party!
Tis the season for a party with some special guests from all of us. Get the celebration started, Radio 1 is doing Christmas. With spoils and joy, gift and gold and boxy too. It will be real fun for us, but don't forget we do it all for you.
Just gone 4:10. This is it then. This is the Radio 1 Christmas Party, which is nice. The bar is open. And it's your favourite time of the year. Right, you know what it's like on Christmas afternoon? There you are with your family and your Uncle Bob or your Auntie Reenie always wants to play some kind of dull game. Yes?
Yeah.
Right? Now, forget charades, forget Trivial Pursuit. These are the games you should be playing this Christmas Day, and they're so easy to do. They are perfect for playing with your elderly relatives. The first one is called Hold the Fish. Thanks. Now, the rules are very straightforward. Our two contestants are blindfolded. We then give them a fish to hold. Now, I'd like you to know that this fish, I went to my local fishmongers this morning.
Oh, and God, if I hear this story one more time.
And it is freshly caught. It was in the sea this morning. So we give them a fish to hold, one each. Then they get a cryptic clue as to what kind of fish it is. And then they must guess the fish. Please welcome to introduce our two contestants on Hold the Fish, Mark Chopper Chapman.
Hello. Hello. I have no idea who our contestants are. Contestant number one, what's your name?
Oh, is that me?
That's you, yes.
I can't see anything. My name's Sandra.
Sandra, where are you from?
I'm from East London.
Woo! And what are you dressed as, just from out of interest?
Pardon?
What are you dressed as?
I'm a geisha girl.
All right, okay. That is fancy dress, is it?
No, I wear this on
all right,
dress.
Sorry. Right, and contestant number two?
Batman.
No, yeah, I know you're Batman. What's your name?
What's my name?
Yeah.
Batman.
Where are you from?
Yeovil.
No, you're from Gotham. Excellent. Right, here are our contestants then. Are you ready to play, Scott?
I'm ready, Chopper.
Right.
Okay, so what happens is each contestant gets three fish each, okay? Freshly caught this morning, still in the sea this morning. And whoever gets the most right wins, okay? If you could just shout, like, hold the fish a lot and keep score, that would be amazing.
So basically, you hold the fish, feel it, I'll give you a clue, and then you tell me what the fish is. Can we have the first fish, please?
Both our contestants are blindfolded.
Here we go.
Ooh, slimy.
Are you feeling it?
Hang on, I'm feeling it.
Right,
I'm
I'll give you the clue
it.
Now.
Okay.
The collagen implants went wrong on me.
Trout.
Trout. Woo! Oh, you're right.
How does the trout feel for
it
you?
It feels amazing.
Yeah, it's quite a nice fixed texture, the trout, I find.
Okay, you can get rid of that now. The second fish, please. You ready, Batman?
Yes.
You're 1-0 down to Geisha Girl at the moment. Yeah. Hold the fish.
Where is the fish?
It's there.
Ew.
How does that feel?
Not nice.
Be careful, you need to put your thumb in its eye. I would... Here's your clue, right? I would be a bad haircut on a Liverpool or Manchester United footballer. No help from the audience, please.
No help from the people in the audience, please.
It's a serious game.
Mullet.
Yeah, but what kind of mullet?
Red.
Red mullet, you're saying? It's one all. We'll give him that, shall we?
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, right. Red mullet, yes. Now, at this point, the fish become a little bit more interesting. Yes, they do. There's a lot of people pretty grossed out by the
fish.
Can
we have this fish, please?
Freshly caught this morning. I had to carry this in a bag from my house, I'll have you know.
Are you ready, Sandra?
Deal with it. Oh, that's a mighty...
Yeah.
That's a beast of a fish.
Oh!
Oh, my, that's a good one.
That's huge!
Are you planning on going out for a drink after this, by the way?
I don't think anyone would want to go out drinking with me. No, I wouldn't have thought
so. Are you ready for this clue?
Go for it.
I've got an inkling...
Octopus! Oh.
This cost a pound.
Octopus. Squid. Squid.
Well, now,
squid.
Which are you saying?
Squid. Final answer.
Squid?
Yeah.
Is the right answer.
gross.
2-1 to Geisha Girl.
By the way, when I got this from the fishmonger this morning, he did tell me it was freshly caught this morning. And also, he's a little bit upset with just using it for a stupid radio game. So if anyone wants any of this for their tea, just let me know and take it off my hands. It's all fine. Right, next.
Do you want to take that home for your tea? Yeah,
not the squid, no.
Okay.
But I'll have one of them, maybe.
We're ready for fish number four.
What's the scores?
It's 2-1 at the moment to Geisha Girl, 100% record. Some smart ass in the audience has already shouted out, that isn't a fish.
Don't get all technical on our ass, please.
Batman, are you ready?
Yes, I am.
This one's still moving, but don't worry about it.
You're joking.
No. Here we go. Now wait for the...
Wait for the clue.
Pinch me. Is this really happening in my underpants?
Crab.
Crab! Crab is the right answer.
Come on!
It's 2-2.
I did specify alive for that one.
Can I just say I'm not reading out the clue? These don't actually occur to me. Particularly the last one, obviously. Right, you ready?
I hope you're enjoying Hold the Fish at home. Live music from the Sugar Babes coming up.
Glamorous assistant. Look, stop playing to the camera. We're on radio. Put it on, Sandra.
That's a beauty, isn't it? Go.
Ready, Sandra?
Ooh. Nice.
Hang on, here's your clue. Oh, that's still moving as well. Look, you can see the gut and everything. Whose flat? I could be going to yours or mine.
Place
is right. This is how tense is this?
I know.
Can I take the place home, guys?
If you want,
Seriously, it's a lovely bit of place. You can have that if you want.
Are you ready, Batman, for your final one?
Yes.
We haven't thought of a tiebreaker, have we, if this finishes 3-3?
Well,
buy another one, yeah, right. Okay, are you ready, Batman? The final one. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Oh, look, I'm totally addicted to this.
Bass.
Sorry?
Totally addicted to bass.
Right.
Right. I don't think that's a fish.
Bass!
Yeah.
Yeah. First bit.
No help from the audience.
No help from the audience. I'm sorry, Batman. You got help from the audience. You're disqualified. The winner is Geisha Girl. How do you feel?
Fishy, actually.
You feel fishy, do you? Back to you, Scott.
Can I just ask you, what are your plans for this evening, love? You're not going out anywhere, are you?
Have a shower.
I would do.
A long one.
Like I say, anyone in the audience at the Christmas party who wants to take any of the fish home, they can, because it's a waste otherwise. All right, Shriek, it's Scott, and it's Christmas. This is the Radio 1 Christmas party from a secret location. Coming up, more live music from the Sugar Babes for you before 5 o'clock. Now, few people who are just finishing work at the moment, a lot of people finishing work right now, say hello to them if they're finishing work, get into their cars.
Hello.
Unless they work for the media, of course, when they finish, like, mid-November. Jason, currently just about to set off from work with a porta potty in his car in case he wees himself during the Wonder Years. Louise in Portsmouth already home with the wine on, and Ben in Aberdeen leaving work now. Yes!
Yay!
Wonder Years at 5 o'clock tonight is going to be with a difference. So if you're stuck in a traffic jam somewhere and you finish for Christmas, today it's a battle clash between me and another top DJ. It's 11-year-old football expert Lloyd.
Thank you.
Now, Lloyd, you helped me during the World Cup because, as you know, I know nothing about football.
Yeah.
And you did teach me quite a lot, didn't you?
Yeah, but you still don't know anything.
Oh, he knows a bit more.
Whose fault is that, to be honest? I know more than I did.
Yes. Chappa's not helping you very much.
No.
Okay. Do you want me to push you off that chair?
Yeah, I need to explain so the audience can see how Lloyd is stood on a chair. What have you come as, by the way, in the fancy dress?
Christmas tree.
Right. Nice. You've got a hat with Lloyd on as well, where's that?
Yes.
Why aren't you wearing your hat? You should put your hat on. Come on, Lloyd, put your hat on.
Did your mum make that?
No.
Did you make it?
No.
Right, it was custom made.
Yeah.
Right. Now, what's going to happen is you got decks for your birthday, didn't you?
Yes.
And you really do want to be a DJ.
Yeah.
So, what we're going to do is take it in turns to play amazing records, like we do every Friday, from 1990 onwards. And we're going to get
Scott's aren't amazing.
Pardon?
Sorry?
Your records that you're playing in the Wonder Years
are not good. Oh, bring it on, 11-year-old.
I think you might have a challenge here, you know.
What we're going to do is we're going to let you, the audience at the Christmas party, and also the listeners, decide who has picked the best songs, all right? Okay? It's 5 o'clock.
Thank you.
How old were you in 1990?
Wasn't born.
Right, when were you born?
1995.
Right, so you're picking records before you were born.
Brilliant. I know my stuff, Scott.
Okay, right, well,
I think you're on a hiding to nothing here.
We will find out at 5 o'clock tonight. Right, we're going to play another great game now that you can play with your elderly relatives at Christmas. It's called Christmas Meal or No Meal. Chappers, please tell us the rules.
I actually think this is the best game to play with your granny on Christmas Day. Basically, it's based on the old party favourite, Russian roulette, but these days we play it with tins of food.
You're not allowed to play it with grannies anymore,
No. So it's tins of food. There are 5 tins, all with their labels taken off. You're going to play, aren't you?
Yes.
Yeah, you'll play.
I always get
mates. Basically, 4 of the tins are fine. 1 of them is cat food. But to make it festive, it's turkey-flavoured cat food.
Gross.
So you might like that, you see.
Yeah.
You're blindfolded. You pick a tin at random and you have to eat the contents. The winner is the person who doesn't get the cat food.
Oh, I can smell it from here. I'm right.
Oh, you always say that. I haven't even opened the tins yet.
Gross.
Are you going to come and play?
Okay.
Come and take your seat. Come on. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome your contestants. Contestant number 1 is... That's you, talking to the microphone.
Scott Mills.
Hello. Contestant number 2 is...
Anna.
Anna, where are you from?
Liverpool.
Now, normally, I fix this so that Scott eats the cat food, but I'm quite tempted now to know where you're from to fix it the other way. Right, anyhow... Hello to all the Scousers. All right, Scott, you're going first. Can you put your...
Oh, well, there's a surprise.
Let me blindfold you.
I'm actually quite used to eating cat food now. This happened quite a few times.
It has. We'll make it easier. Pick a number between 1 and 5. It's easier that way to do the tins rather than...
Okay, let me ask the audience what number. I'm hearing 4 is a good number.
4. I have number 4 here.
Don't make it a big mouthful, please.
Oh, you do line them up. Hold that for me. You ready? Yeah, I haven't opened it yet, you can't smell it. Right. Ready? Open wide, my darling.
Oh, gross. Oh, I'm going to gag.
Open wide. Open. 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 There we go. That was baked beans, you see? Nice and easy. Okay.
Why does everything blindfolded smell of cat food?
Contestant number 2. What tin would you like?
Number 1.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear. Thank you. Would you mind eating cat food if it was? Would you? Open wide. Do you smell anything at the moment?
Not at the moment.
Open wide. Apricot, there you go.
What was that?
Fruit.
Delicious.
See, the cat food's still there, Scott.
Brilliant.
What number would you like?
What number did she have?
She had number one.
All right.
In your own time, because
can
the
sugar
they
see? Can they see what's saying them?
They can't see. They're being completely innocent. The sugar babes are waiting. So, if you
what do you think? What do you think?
Can.
Two. All right, two.
Two.
Oh, it's always. I always get it.
There was no help there. Two. Are you open wide yet? I'm keeping it away from you. You see. Oh. Oh, they're just saying that. Open wide.
It's a cat food!
Do you want another spoonful? There you go.
Just gross.
There was quite a lot of jelly on that one. Does turkey cat food taste different to other types? You all right?
Yeah.
Sure?
Yeah. I wouldn't advise that at home.
You've got tears in your eyes.
Oh, I need a moment.
Play right, with your granny.
Play some music, please. Thank you. This is Radio 1's Christmas Party. That was Meal or No Meal.
No.
The Wonder Years.
The Wonder Years Sound Clash on Radio 1.
This is the Battle of the Wonder Years in the red corner. Give it up for Lloyd!
11-year-old football expert.
And in the blue corner, the favourite, the man who has it all to lose this afternoon, Scott Mills.
Oh, turning me like that, why don't you? Right. Okay then, Lloyd, you can start. What's the first track?
First track is What Time Is Love by KLF.
If you're in traffic at the moment, on the way home for Christmas, this is the perfect soundtrack. Live from our Christmas party, it's the Wonder Years on Radio 1. Today it's a sound clash between 11-year-old Lloyd and me. So, KLF, what do you think of Lloyd's first choice, everybody? Yeah, that was good. You can decide as well on 8-1-1-9 who's winning if you want. But I think you'll find I've got Heavy D and the boys next. All right, let's ask the audience at the Radio 1 Christmas Party who is winning so far in the Wonder Years Sound Clash. Is it me or is it Lloyd?
Lloyd!
Jason the M6 says they are both classics. We've got Charlie driving from Warvo to Burton-on-Trent. He says, Heavy D and the boys, by far superior to the KLF. Damien in Southampton and Shay in Mainstone say round one to Lloyd.
Thank you.
Right, well, that was my choice. Ding, ding. Round two. What have you got?
I've got for round two, Nirvana Smells Like Teen Spirit.
When you were -3 years of age. All right, many people on the text are saying it's 2-0 to Lloyd at the moment. Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
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 Right, okay. Me next, 93, the Orb. We are at Radio 1's Christmas Party. It's the Wonder Years. I think you'll find I pulled ahead a little bit there with the Orb and Little Fluffy Clouds from 93. Some people are saying on the text that I caned round two. Today it's a sound clash on the Wonder Years. Last Friday before Christmas, and it's me against Lloyd, our former 10-year-old football expert who taught me everything I need to know about the World Cup. Right. Come on then, what you got next?
Okay, next we've got Entrance. This is for Anna and Vicky in the house.
This is the Wonder Years from Radio 1's Christmas Party. Yeah, okay, nice one, but kind of obvious choice, I'm afraid, Lloyd. I mean, just a bit obvious.
It worked, though, didn't it? It worked for him.
We are at the Radio 1 Christmas Party. It's been good fun, hasn't it? Great live musical day from The Feeling and Corin Bailey-Ray and Paolo Nutini and the Sugar Babes came in earlier. And the Gay Men's Chorus. Now, if you have a look online at the moment, there's so much stuff on there, including two videos for you to have a look at, including the big intro to the party from Moyles this morning, and loads of photos. So two videos, loads of photos. Go and have a look. bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. Right, is it me or Lloyd winning at the moment? What do you think?
Lloyd!
Lloyd.
Right, what's next then?
I think
I find I pulled it back with This Is A Call, Foo Fighters.
Yeah, you did, but you're still way behind at the moment.
Bring it on then.
Okay. Next is one of my favourite singers, Alison Limerick with Where Love Lives.
Alison Limerick, also one of my favourite singers of all time, Where Love Lives.
Christmas on Radio 1. This holiday, Radio 1 will be packed full of more trees than you can shake a Christmas stocking at. Joe Wiley heads to Cardiff in search of Doctor Who. James King will be looking back at the biggest films of the year, as well as teasing 2007's biggest blockbuster movies. It's a beautiful day. Bono talks exclusively to Radio 1 and reveals the secret of U2's success. There's non-stop live music as we look back at Radio 1's big weekend, The Chart Show Live, and the best of Radio 1's Live Lounge. Christmas on Radio 1.
Merry Christmas from Scott, it's 5:36. What are they saying on the text, Lloyd?
Well, they're saying that I'm winning.
Right, okay. This is my next choice, Third Eye Blind. This is the Wonder Years. It's only Blue Christmas. It's Scott Mills from the Radio 1 Christmas Party. Hello. Some people driving from Liverpool to Southport for Christmas. But that's not very far, is it? But loving the Wonder Years. And thought that Alison Limerick was the killer blow for Lloyd there. But someone else says that he's just picking the crowd pleasers. I'm going for the connoisseur classics, like Heavy D and the Boys. Right. I think we've got time for two more. What's your next one?
My next one, this takes me back. It's Treat Infinity by Rest Assured.
Yeah, you did well with that one. There's way everywhere, Lloyd. All over the motorways. Everywhere. Right, Rest Assured. I'm going to put it back. This is the Lloyd versus Mills Sound Clash on the Wonder Years Supergrass.
Yes.
That was the Wonder Years Sound Clash from Radio 1's Christmas Party. Thank you.
You nervous?
A little bit.
Yeah. You nervous, Lloyd? No?
Confident? I've won.
Right, we need to know who the winner is. Is the winner of the Wonder Years Sound Clash, Lloyd? Yeah! Or is the winner Scott? I think it's fairly simple. The winner is Scott! Lloyd's the winner!
How very disloyal of all of you.
This is Radio 1. Radio 1. Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Scott Mills.
We've had live music all day from The Feeling, from Corin Bailey Ray, from Sugar Babes, from Paolo Nutini, and now only the hardcore people remain. These are the people in silly outfits just dancing away to our floor fillers tonight. Top five biggest tunes in the country coming up before Pete Tong at 7 o'clock tonight. He's officially starting Christmas, even though I think he's a little bit late. Now, there's an issue with your costume.
Yeah, I'd like to apologise to BBC Fancy Dress people. They've got my costume back, but I've left my truncheon here.
Right. So, sorry to your BBC costumes. If you need the truncheon, it is still here. Sorry about that. Right, fancy another tune then, do ya? Yeah! Let us know where you are tonight. We've got Barry driving his way through the fog on the M6. Sarah stuck on the M74 in Scotland at the moment. Send us a text, 81199. We will receive it at our Christmas party. Radio. It's nearly 6:30. Hello, young lady.
Hello.
Who are you?
I'm Joe.
I recognise you from earlier in the week. You won tickets, didn't you, on Play Your Christmas Cards Correctly?
I certainly did. I think...
Were you the one going, Oh my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. So who did you come with today?
I came with Anna and Joe.
Okay.
There they are. Over there. Anna and Joe.
Highlights of the day for you, then, at the Christmas party?
I think it's got to be Paolo Nutini. He was brilliant.
Right.
Yeah.
Is it just because he was...
Yeah.
Bit hot?
He was cute as well. Yeah.
Now, did you enjoy the Sugar Babes?
I certainly did.
Very good. Have you copped off with anyone yet? Because that's kind of the norm at Christmas parties.
No, I haven't.
You see, the crowd's thinning out now. You've not got long left, and it's not the pickings aren't rich. Do you know what I mean? You should have picked earlier.
I know. Paolo's gone.
I know.
The bloke dressed as a womble's still free. I think.
Still free.
Yeah.
Scott Mills.
Don't know how he's managed it, but Dave on the M6 seems to have three lanes to himself.
Lucky him.
And Louise is driving to see her mum 300 miles from Plymouth tonight. Hope we're keeping it going. This is the Radio 1 Christmas Party. If you're in traffic tonight, hello. Pete Tong in 10 minutes. The party's really started now because Longman has arrived. Yes, he has. This is the Radio 1 Christmas Party. The Womble's just left.
He's gone, yeah.
Yeah, the Womble's gone now. I think it's quite good that all the motorway signs tonight say fog on them. Otherwise, you wouldn't know there was
any
fog.
You would have no idea.
You are 10 minutes away from Pete Tong. Number 5, Another One Bites the Dust. Number 4, Mason and Princess Superstar. This has been the Radio 1 Christmas Party. Go and have a look online at the pictures and the videos.